This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country, located just outside the nation's capital. Over this holiday break, Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson went on television to try and explain himself for reversing his position on abortion language and some other issues, as he finally decided to support the Democratic Senate version of health care reform legislation. Nelson said, among other things, that it will lower costs for everyone, protect Medicare, and also improve our situation in terms of the national debt. In response, Grace Marie has written for National Review Online saying that Senator Nelson is fact challenged. And Grace Marie, it's great to have you with us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Greg. Thank you.
Well, let's start with the first one. And you and I have talked about most of these before, but let's just kind of tick through them. First of all, that this legislation as passed by the Senate on Christmas Eve would reduce health care costs for Americans.
Well, you know, that was really astonishing to me that he was making these claims in an ad in Nebraska, when in fact the Congressional Budget Office, the chief actuary for Medicare, a number of other independent analysts have said absolutely costs for families and small businesses are going to continue to rise. A family that buys health insurance in the individual market is going to pay $2,100 more for health insurance in 5 years than if Congress did nothing. So saying that this is going to lower costs for families and small businesses just doesn't make it. In fact, the National Federation of Independent Businesses has said that they've really wanted to get health reform, but they've come out against the Senate bill because it says it's short on savings and long on costs.
All right, let's move on to a second claim that this actually saves Medicare.
Again, the chief actuary for Medicare, Richard Foster, has said that doctors and hospitals and other providers are going to find it very difficult to stay in business if the cuts that are part of this Senate health reform bill go into effect. And he says, quote, this could possibly jeopardize access to care for seniors and beneficiaries. So I just think that it's just not making the laugh test. That when you take $471 billion out of Medicare and you don't put that, but reinvest that into making the system stronger, but use it to create another new entitlement, there's no way that's going to improve care for seniors. It's just not going to work.
And the third major one that you talk about in your piece for National Review Online, reducing the deficit. Of course, that's been the Democratic claim. Anything that came in under $900 billion was going to be deficit friendly.
Well, and again, there's so many budget gimmicks in this bill. And the CBO continues to come out with new updates and corrections on its findings. And one of them that came out just before Christmas, but too late to really impact the Senate vote, is saying that they're double counting a lot of these Medicare savings, that you can't both use the money to create this new entitlement and also pretend that you're going to use that money to reduce the deficit. So it is only because of a bunch of the double counting of these budget gimmicks, as well as starting to collect taxes almost immediately, but waiting 4 years for the payments of the new benefits to kick in. I mean, that is so much playing the game that I think the American people are just not going to buy it.
Grace Marie, this might be more of a legal question than a healthcare policy question, but as I'm sure you know, several state attorneys general around the country have suggested that one thing that the senator didn't talk about in his television appearance, and that's the so-called Cornhusker kickback that would have the federal government, meaning federal taxpayers, footing the bill for Medicaid expansion in his state. They say that's unconstitutional. Any insight on that?
Well, that's absolutely right. And I mean, I certainly believe 13 attorneys general who are saying that this is it's not constitutional to treat one state so differently than other states, as, you know, basically having the federal government pick up the full tab indefinitely for its expansion of Medicare or of Medicaid. And if Senator Nelson said, well, he just assumed that all the other states were going to get the same deal. Well, if they do that, that's going to add significantly to the cost of this bill and either add to the deficit or tax people even more than they already are. I mean, they're $500 billion in taxes already in this bill, as well as $500 billion in Medicare cuts. If you have the federal government picking up the full tab for the Medicaid expansion, then you're going to even have to, it's going to even take a heavier financial hit.
We're talking with Grace Murray Turner of the Galen Institute. And Grace Murray, we're already hearing reports that in order to avoid Republican delay tactics, that there may not even be a formal House-Senate conference. It'll be informal, and eventually they'll settle on a final bill. Do you believe the differences right now are enough that there is possibility to have this bill derailed, or do you think that one side, most likely the House, will just have to hold its nose and approve what the other side has passed?
Well, that's really what they were talking about even before they left for Christmas, is that basically the House was going to have to swallow the Senate bill, even though it contained a lot of provisions that it didn't want. But the Senate bill also has much looser, less restrictive abortion language, which I think a number of House members are not going to go along with. So, yes, they are talking about basically having this be hammered out in with, you know, basically a conference committee of three, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and probably Rahm Emanuel, the White House Chief of Staff, and then bypassing other members of Congress and then basically trying to shove it through. What I'm going to be interested to see is how what members are hearing from their constituents while they're home over this winter break, and seeing if maybe some of them are going to have a change of heart with their votes in support of this bill, because this thing is not a done deal, and there still really is a chance to reconsider and to do health reform the right way.
Grace Marie Turner's article on fact-checking Ben Nelson is found on the homepage of nationalreview.com, National Review Online. Grace Marie, great to have you with us. I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Thank you, Greg. Always a pleasure.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.